On the phone right now, I have the lovely Katie for Kings. Welcome to Drive Time.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. A pleasure. As soon as I heard your record, I said to the boss, I went, I want that young lady on my show to talk to. If
here
not,
I am.
I actually wanted you in the studio, but you're such a busy bee, we can only get you on the phone.
Yeah.
I wish I was...
That comes with working in retail, I guess.
Listen, I've been there, done that. I feel your pain. I really do. And I left retail and vowed never to go back. And I haven't.
I'm so happy for you.
I've kept my word. I mean, I used to sell televisions and washing machines and beds and stuff like that. And I've sold them in most quite a lot of areas. And the last area I worked in, there were some horrible people used to come in the shop. Horrible people. And we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. We're here to talk about your music. We're not here to talk about retail. That's another thing for another day. Katie for Kings is actually your name.
Yes.
Katie Forkings.
My name is Katie Forkings. That's kind of what I've been going under for the last 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And I was in America with a couple of friends, and we met somebody out there, and he read my Instagram handle, and he was like, oh, Katie Forkings? How did you come up with that? Like, in his accent. I mean, we didn't, but it's pretty cool.
It is. It's a great name. It's a brilliant name. It's your name, and you've managed to cut it up into a stage name, which is brilliant. Yeah. And you can actually use that name for a band. You don't even have to use that name as a solo. So if you want to call the band that, including you, that'd be just as good.
Yeah.
No one would bat an eyelid. Do you have a band?
So I played one gig with the band that I plan on using.
Yeah.
And that was Village Green last year, which was amazing. And actually, it's pretty ironic because there was 4 of them in the band.
Yeah.
And they were all male, so everyone was joking, being like, oh, it's Katie and the Four Kings.
Oh.
I was like, okay, fair enough. Yeah, they're incredible guys.
So you are a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
You live in Chelmsford. You're still in Chelmsford?
I'm still in Chelmsford.
Oh, are you a Chelmsford girl born and bred then?
Yes. Yeah, so is my mum, so is my nan. It's a generation thing.
Oh, nice. That is absolutely lovely. And and where did you get your inspiration for writing then?
So I used to do a lot of musical theatre. That's where my singing kind of came from. But I got about 4 Taylor Swift albums for Christmas in, like, 2014.
Yeah.
And I'd picked up the guitar in primary school, but it was the classic, like, group guitar.
Been there, done that, yeah. They don't teach you very well at school, do they?
So Bad Moon Rising was the first song I ever learned. There's, like, a video of me when I was, like, 6 playing it on my mum's bed. But then I got the Taylor Swift album, and I was like, this is something that I've never heard before.
Right.
Songwriting-wise. Because I was so young, like, my dad played the Beatles and Fleetwood Mac and all of those. But Taylor Swift was, I don't know why it was such a pivotal moment for me, but I was like, I picked my guitar back up,
yeah,
learned like the G chord and the C chord, and then just didn't stop writing.
Wow. On two chords.
Oh yeah, I've got about, there are so many songs I have on those chords, and they probably all sound the same.
Well, some of the best songs are written on 4 chords. And so I suppose you can write great songs on 2 chords, 3 chords or 4 chords, as long as you put the melody in with your voice and just keep it going with your guitar. There's nothing wrong with that.
And I always find production's a massive part of it as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I never want to discredit the production side of the song.
Oh, no, it's most important. If you're putting a song out, production is the most important. You just put all the bits together. Do you self-produce or do you have a producer?
Oh, no. So I work with a producer called John Field, who's actually out in the States, but we do kind of a back-and-forth kind of thing.
Well, who needs a producer next door with technology?
He is incredible. If he didn't literally take everything from my brain and put it onto the computer, being in the States could seem like a bit of a trek, but no.
No, I know. I know. So he, what do you just send him the WAVs and he throws it all together?
Yeah, we've gone out there a couple of times just to, like, meet with him and vibe and stuff, so, yeah.
That's lovely. Oh, just hop on a plane. I remember those days, hopping on a plane, going from here to there, and being wild and carefree and enjoying your life.
Being around people that don't come into the shop would be really nice.
Yeah. Oh, so that's the other thing. So, what's inspired this new song, World's Around? What's inspired that? Is it the situation we're in at the moment, or was this song hanging around pre-March 2020?
No, so Words Around was written October last year.
Right.
And I don't remember the... I go off of the voice memo dates in my phone, because I can never remember when the song's actually written.
Right.
But I went to see John Mayer live in concert the day before I wrote it.
Oh, wow, nice.
And that was kind of... That was it for me. I was inspired to the heavens and...
He's a beautiful songwriter, beautiful songwriter.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was super inspired.
He was. He's good. I love Gravity.
Oh. All of his stuff, incredible.
I mean, if you, I've listened to Gravity, and I think I've sung it once or twice with mm-hmm. with my band, and yeah. never got into it like I did. We had a rehearsal last week, and we actually went through it, and I listened to the structure of the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
and it is the structure of the lyrics is just amazing. The way the song is pretty bouncy along, but the way the lyrics go up and down, and the inflections on It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, lyrics are my favourite part of any song or, like, songwriting process. So I'm always... They're always the thing that I am honing in on.
So what inspires your lyrics? Is it heartbreak? Is it just waking up one morning and a bunch of words fall into your head? Is it some nasty person comes up to you in the shop and goes, I want this, I want that, and you think, oh, I can write a song about that?
I think I've always been quite sensitive.
Right.
And I think a lot of people could see that as, like, a weakness, but I always have used it for my songs. Like, that's always been my first thing that I reach for is, how did I perceive this event?
Yeah.
How did it feel? And why do I feel this way?
Right, of course, yes. And then, then the lyrics come out.
Yeah, sometimes they definitely come quicker than others. I mean, today I wrote six songs that just have lyrics. They don't have melodies or anything.
Right, but the melodies must be in your head to get the flow of the song, no?
Sometimes, but then sometimes not. I'm really lucky to be surrounded by people who are melodic geniuses. I mean, Words Around was an exception because I kind of wrote the entire... Words Around from my sofa, apart from the bridge, which I got from my friend Chris. But yeah, I'm very lucky to be surrounded by people who are good at what they do, like incredibly good at what they do, and they can take what I give them and give it back to me as something that still sounds like me.
Well, that's awesome. Well, it's probably because they know you so well. If they didn't, then they wouldn't be able to achieve that. But if they know you so well, then they go, "Yeah, this is Katie. This is just complete Katie. Here, take this and add that into what you're doing, and it just blends in beautifully." I take it.
Yeah, I guess.
So, what? If you don't mind me asking, where do you work in retail? The thing that pays the bills.
I work at Anisa Local, so a supermarket.
So a little supermarket. So have you never had a customer come in and really get your goat and think, I'm going to go home and write a song about you and I'm going to put it out on the internet and call it...
But not for, like, a specific person.
No.
I mean, just for... So the other day I was talking about a car that I wanted.
Right.
I can't drive yet, so I was saying, oh, I'll get my license, and then I maybe, like, won't get a car until I can afford the one that I really like, which I was saying it as a joke.
Yeah.
And then my husband was like, oh, you'll be working here a really long time. And it's funny. Like, that was funny. But there was something in me that was like, oh, okay.
Which should be more inspiration for you to get your songs out there even more to start. Yeah.
For sure.
And how do you advertise yourself? Do you go out on all the formats? Do you go out on YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, that kind of thing?
Oh yeah, I'm on everything. I feel like with everything that's happening at the minute,
yeah,
I can't not be. I would love to be going around and doing like the circuits that I used to do.
Yeah.
But it's weird as well because I've rebranded and I've just put out a song. It's kind of like a whole new way of doing it because I've put out a song, but I can't go out and tell people about it. I have to depend on the internet.
What about busking?
Yeah, I've done busking a few times.
Because I've walked up Brentwood High Street last week a couple of times, and there's a couple of young ladies setting up busking in different positions. Yeah. And that's another way of getting people to getting your tune into people's heads, apart from having it played on the radio, obviously, which we love to do, and that's what we're doing here at the moment. But you've been here before, haven't you? You've been in and done a couple of sessions for us.
I did an anniversary, I think.
Yes, our 10th birthday in March 2017.
Yes, that is what I did.
Yeah,
I've done a couple of things with you guys, and I'm super grateful that you're still supporting me after I literally disappeared off the radar for 2 years.
Well, sometimes you have to. Sometimes if you think your music's not going in the right direction, you've got to stop, collaborate and listen. No, you've got to stop. I just went into Ice Baby then. You've got to stop and think, okay, this isn't working. I still want to be in music. Let's try a different direction. I mean, I love your voice. Your voice, I personally think, is beautiful.
Thank you.
It really is. It's very reminiscent of Corin Bailey Ray.
This, I get that a lot.
This song, I listen to this and I think of Corin Bailey Ray's first album.
Thank you so much. That's funny that you say that because although I have been getting that a lot recently, I never used to get it before, so it's definitely something about this song.
Yeah, and it may be the way you've changed your outlook and your perspective, and it's coming out, that's the way it's coming out in your voice. I mean, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I turn 20 on Friday.
You turn 20 this Friday?
This Friday.
Oh, happy birthday to you for this Friday. Happy birthday to you for this Friday. Happy birthday, dear Katie, for this Friday. Happy birthday to you. On Friday, then, if I remember, if you send me a message, and it'll remind me. I do a thing called the birthday list. So at 5 o'clock every day, just after the news, I then play a list of artists whose birthday is on that particular day in day order.
Wow.
And and my son's a bit of a rapper. Well, he is a rapper, actually. Not a bit of a rapper. He is a rapper. And like you, he's young. He's just literally turned 21. He was 21 the 11th of August. And I played his stuff on his birthday. And he was last in the list. He was the youngest on the list. But nevertheless, and I'll do exactly the same for you because you'll be on the birthday list.
Thanks.
You're more than welcome. But I'm playing your song every day anyway. You might get played twice on Friday. So you haven't had any sniffs of any gigs coming up then?
Nope.
Not at all. Because there are venues that are specific music venues that are allowing performers to come back and perform. Or yeah. would you not want to go back and perform at the moment?
I would love to gig, and just as much I would love to go to a gig. I need music back in my life. I like absorb it. I'm like a sponge. I just need it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an outlet as well, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
It gets a lot of emotion out of the body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, instead of going on Twitter and, like, going, like, keyboard warrior, I just write a song.
Yeah, that's the best thing. You don't want to be a keyboard warrior. Nobody likes a keyboard warrior.
Nobody likes a keyboard
Nobody
warrior.
Likes it. And I know a few of them. I really do.
You and me both.
No, that's it. Express it in the music. And that's why I love rehearsals with my band, getting up, getting out, just getting it out of the system, singing. Uh-huh. And it's like an exorcism via music. That's the best way. It just gets all the demons and nastiness out of your body because you're just expelling it in song.
I find it gives me better perspective as well. Like, I can look back on some of the songs that I've written over the past couple of days and be like, okay, this is how I was feeling.
Yeah.
How
can I fix that? Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. It's a great way of doing it. Great way of looking at it. Hey, well done. Listen, I'm going to ask, before I play your song, I'm going to ask you a question. If you go back out live doing gigs, are you going to put Bad Moon Rising back in the set?
I mean, if it's the high demand.
You know it. Everybody knows it, though. You know, as soon as the guitar starts out with it, ding, 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 ding. That's it.
Everyone's... I'm not sure I know it anymore.
Oh, Oh dear, well, you've got time to learn it, I'm sure.
All right, I'll get on that.
Listen, Katie, it's been lovely chatting to you. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with this one and all the future stuff. And if you decide you're going to put an album out, then we'll have you back and we'll play some tracks off the album as well.
Let's do it. I should have a single out next month.
Woohoo!
I haven't told anyone, but now people know. your single next month.
And if we can get you into the studio, if retail allows, if we can get you into the studio, that'd be even better.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love. We've got the facilities here. We've got a new studio just being built as well. Studio one that has just been rebuilt, which is lovely. And we can plug you in and give you reverb and get your guitar plugged in. Everything. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So that will be good.
Yay!
Sorry?
I look forward to it.
So do we. So do we here. Right, I'm going to play your song then, Katie Four Kings. Or Katie Four Kings. this is Worlds Around on Phoenix FM. Lovely chatting with you. Take care. Bye.
Thank you very much.
The water's moving. I see its spine. Sometimes throw my words around, but they come back just fine. I'm catapulting through sunburned skies. I sometimes throw my words around, but they come back just fine. And they say, kid, don't get ahead of yourself, you're not making sense. But I'd rather be too far gone than behind the fences. Let me be senseless. Trees are talking, I hear them sigh. I sometimes throw my words around, but they never come back right. Wish I could tell them, whisper tonight. As long as they come back, you're doing just fine. And they say, kid, don't get ahead of yourself, you're not making sense. But I heard a little too far gone and behind the fences.
To phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.